Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's Scott here. On these lessons episodes of my podcast, I'll be selecting my favorite lessons from various guests and episodes of Success Story. Today, you're going to hear from Brett Campbell, co-founder and chief evangelist at Klaxon Digital Marketing Agency. Brett is a go-to business expert when it comes to fast and effective business growth, having invested over $2 million personally in paid advertising, and his company now managing millions of dollars a year in advertising spend for his clients in over 30 industries. Brett is a marketing genius. He's going to speak about the five lenses of marketing and why these five lenses are so crucial for not just your marketing success, but your overall business growth.
So the five lenses that I'll share with you is the first, and if we're thinking of this in terms of, you know, the person out there who thinks, okay, Robert can do my Facebook ads. Let's just use that as an example. So the first lens that you need to look at, and the reason why I call these lenses is it's part of another framework that I teach in another company I have called Unleash Your Greatness, which is all about, you know, becoming the best version of yourself and achieving what you want in life and so on and so forth. More the personal development, self-help type stuff, right? And what you need to do is you need to wear a different set of lenses when you're looking at something, right? If something's not working for you, take off the lenses that you're looking at and put on some new ones. But each lens has to have a set of rules, a set of guidelines, a set of viewpoints and ways that you look at life and look at things, right? Mm-hmm. So if we put the first set of lenses on, and that's the technician, right? The ad technician. So a technician is the analytical minded person, right? They're the data driven, the number driven, right, number-driven type person. They're the person that is sitting in the ad account, let's call it, and setting up the ads and targeting the ads and looking at the insights and looking at all the analytics and making pivots and changes where necessary. Okay, that's a technician. Those lenses are very, very different compared to the next lens that you need to create a fantastic campaigns and winning campaigns is that of the creative. Total opposite, right? Polar opposite. An analytical person and a creative person, two different people mentally, yeah. Right? So poor old Robert has to be an analytical person. Now Robert has to flip and be creative. Now I know there's people sitting there going, oh, yeah, I can be analytical and creative because I was one of those arrogant people. And I said, yeah, I can. But can you do it to its most effectiveness? I am far more creative than I am analytical. I had to teach myself to become analytical. But does that mean just because I know maths and I can look at data and stuff that I should be the person doing it to get optimum results, right? Yeah. Important distinction there. The creative, two lenses within inside that. One of them is the creative thinker, the person coming up with the concept, right? So, for example, if we're running ads for a bread company, right, let's call it. And the creative thinker is like, yeah, we need to put arms and legs on this piece of bread, and it's gonna jump out of the toaster and run around the street and blah blah blah. It's gonna meet Mr. Avocado, and he's gonna jump on his back and whatever the case, right? So that's the creative thinker. Then there's the creative designer, the person who knows how to actually bring that Mr. Toast and Avocado together and make it look like something, right? Because ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the execution on the idea.
Yeah.
So there's two different lenses within a creative person. The third lens is that of the copywriter, right? You need words that compel. You need to be the wordsmith, the person that ushers someone along the red velvet carpet, that ushers them along the buyer, I call it the buyer readiness scale, right? You know when your buyer is ready to be asked for the sale. On a scale of 1 to 10, you might say, at a 7, we're ready to ask for the sale. What do we need to do to get someone to a number 7, right? So the copywriter will usher them along with their words and take them through this trance of you're lying in bed, you're on your phone, you're scrolling, all of a sudden you're checking out, you've just checked out and you bought something. Like, how did that happen? Well, the technician had to do his job or her job, the creative had to do their job, and the copywriter used words. But this is where it becomes really important, because a lot of people do possess, you know, some creative opportunity. They can use Canva. That was me, right? I was the Canva guy. I couldn't use Photoshop to save myself, but it didn't stop me from creating images, right? It didn't stop me from creating ads.
You can create some damn good looking images with Canva too.
Man, I'm telling you, my most effective ad that I've ever ran, and before opening Klaxon, this is important to say, I've spent over $2 million personally on ads before now managing millions and millions, but that was of my own money, right? And the only reason I could spend that was because it was working and converting. But my point there is, my most effective ad I ever used was just a simple Google image, and it was the first image, like literally, this is how my mind works. I'm like, I was creating an ad back then. We don't do this now because we have a totally different structure. Because no one wants to be inside my mind. I'm like creating the ad, and I'm like, okay, I need an image. Bang, straight to Google. Okay, search this keyword. Bang, okay, that one will do. Right click, save, edit, boom, upload it. And it was a picture of so one of our companies in the health space is around food and recipes and so forth. And I had this picture of an overnight oats, which was just oat, like just, and it had a spoon on the page. It was like this bowl or like a jar sitting on a table. I was like, that's good enough. Put it in. And I didn't even crop the image properly. And I actually, like, I was in that much of a rush that I didn't even crop the image properly. But funnily enough, I split tested it off where I went back and cropped the image to make it look better versus the uncropped look, like I'd just thrown it in there. That ad ran for like, oh, geez, it would be over 9 months without even touching it. Like, it was just killing it. Thousands and thousands and thousands of leads come through this ad, right? Now, the point there was you need to have a creative process. That sort of goes back against everything I say. That's an anomaly, right? That's an anomaly. It doesn't work like that
anymore.
You
can't replicate it. Right? So who cares if it works? You're not going to be able to replicate it. So that's
very, very true.
Yeah.
Correct. So, but the point I'm making there, back to the fourth lens, is that of the strategy, right? A campaign can work, but what's the point of the campaign? How's a campaign connected to building and growing and scaling your company, mm-hmm. right? What are your KPIs you need to hit each month, right? What are your targets? How many sales do you need? And don't just arbitrarily throw out this number going, oh, it'd be nice to have 100 sales of my course doing this. It's like, yeah, but how does that actually fit into the overall strategy? What are we doing today that's going to have impact in 6 months? What are we building now that's going to build brand value and reputation right now that's going to have impact in 6, 12, 18 months? Because it's not just about the right now. It's about the soon to be, right? Because that's how marketing works. That's how database building works. Like, you know, literally, we had.
No, I was going to say that you're speaking long term. I think it's a CEO of BMW who said this. And he said, if I had shown you an ad for BMW expecting you to buy the car tomorrow, you would have never bought it. But if I'd shown you that ad since you were 3 years old, by the time you're ready to buy a car, you think BMW. So long game. Yeah.
Why do you think Apple gives away computers to kids at school and they've got, you know, yeah. kid discount, you know, student discounts, and because they want to get them as soon as they can. Like, you look at how many kids right now, honestly, are on iPhones and iPods playing games. You think they're going to just jump onto a different device? Like, they are programmed, right? That's super smart. But the point there is the strategy lens. So the strategic person, the strategic thinker, the person that can see the dots that aren't there. And that's what we do really, really well, right? Where we have even a further advantage is the fifth lens. And this is really our point of difference as well. One of our points of differences.
You have a few, but yeah.
We do. And you sort of need them in this day and age. Is that the lens of the business builder? Okay. So the business builder is the person that can sit there and go, this is how you grow and scale companies. What more outside of the marketing is required? What's going to happen in fulfillment? What's going to happen at the sales? Like, what if you get 100 leads a day? How are you going to actually do that? How are you going to build your sales division? How are you going to do X, Y, Z, right? So knowing how to build a company can then get passed down into the strategic person that can start building that map, right? And then the other lenses of the creative, the copywriter, the technician all come together and build something amazing.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it, each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/ScottClary. That's netsuite.com/ScottClary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company, and it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but DeleteMe creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell DeleteMe what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And DeleteMe doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled in Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.